come back, Daddy?
Jeremy, come on in.
Brought my satchel. It's got my homework in it, so I thought I'd better. I finished my French.
Good, good. How did you get here?
Oh, I walked. I know the way quite well, even in the dark.
Yes. Let's have the satchel off, shall we?
It was a bit heavy. If you just put it somewhere safe, because we've got a history test in the morning.
Well, we'll hang it on the peg where it usually goes, shall we? And then when you go up to bed, you can take it with you.
Okay. Am I in the usual room?
Well, of course you are. It's your room.
Yes.
It's all right, son. It's all right. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, Daddy!
There you are. Feeling a bit better.
Yes, thanks. What is it?
It's hot chocolate.
Oh, super.
Glad to be back.
Super.
That's the stuff.
Where's Liz?
Oh, she's out at a committee meeting. She'll be back soon.
Oh, good. Where are the girls?
Well, they're in bed, of course. Where you ought to be, young man.
I suppose they're asleep.
Well, I certainly hope they are.
Has Abby's scab gone yet?
What?
The scab on her knee, where she fell over.
I don't really know.
It ought to be by now. They usually drop off.
Yes. It's very nice to see you.
Mm.
Wanted to come back, did you?
Yes.
Fine.
That's all right, is it, Daddy?
Well, of course it is. It's what you want that counts, Jeremy. With Mummy as well as me.
You will tell her, won't you?
What?
That I'm here. I wouldn't like her to be worried.
I'll ring her very soon.
What will you say to her?
Well, I'll tell her that you decided you wanted to come back here. That's right, isn't it, Jeremy?
Yes.
I'll say that you like it very much at the old bakery, but you've decided you'd rather be here with Liz and me and the girls. Well, I do. I'll put it the right way. I won't upset her. What's the matter, old son? Come on, you can tell me. You can tell me anything.
I don't want to stay here, Dad.
Why did you come back then, Jeremy?
I don't want Mummy to go to prison. I don't think you would put her in prison. Matt said you wouldn't. But Mummy thought you would. Because of me.
Did she?
Yes. You wouldn't, would you, Daddy?
I wouldn't put her in prison, Jeremy. The judge would.
Why?
The judge wants you to live where it's best for you to live. It's up to him to decide, you see, not anybody else. Not Mummy and not me. He wants to know what you want.
How are they going to find out?
Well, you tell me, and I'll see the judge gets to know. Promise you.
I want to live with Mummy.
You do?
Yes. She's not better than you, Dad. It's just...
Yes, I know.
And I will see you a lot, and the girls, and Liz. You'll fix it, won't you, Dad?
I'll fix it. I'll fix it, old son. Don't you worry.
I knew you would. This chocolate is super.
Oh. Oh, my God. What a way to keep it going.
Keep what going?
The human race. I could think of better ways.
Well, come on. Just get his wind up.
They could come in packets. Or out of a slot machine like chocolate.
Look, just stop dreaming up your next day-to-day leader, would you, Debbie?
Why?
Because it's time you changed his nappy. I think. Yes, it is. Quite definitely.
Oh, all right. Give him here.
Moonshine's twice the size.
She's not.
Well, she is, actually.
Twice as big as Sam?
Twice as big as she was when I last saw her.
Oh. They're going to drive me mad, you know, the pair of them.
Yeah, well, come off it, Debbie. They're not that bad.
Not when you just dropped in for half an hour, no. But do you realise I've been stuck in here with these two howling little additions to humanity for nearly 3 hours? What did Carol want to take that job for? Bad enough having to cope with Morris at the Herald all day without being stuck with these two in the evening. Here you are, Sam. Suck your dummy. Marvellous, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly better. Why did you think of doing it before?
Moonshine stopped. It's Sam. All the time, he's the one that starts it.
A born leader.
Yeah, natural authority, I know. Well, he don't get it from his mother, I can tell you that. One word from me and they both yell louder than ever. Do you ever think you're going round the twist?
I've just had an idea.
Oh, Dickon, if you give me any intellectual chat about hormones of the maternal instinct, you're going to get clobbered.
No. I was just thinking. What you need is to go out for a bit.
I've been out all day.
Now, I mean. You need to get out now. Have a little break.
Oh, yeah? And have you any suggestions how and where, exactly?
Yes. Where? The Wagoners. How? You just walk over there, you order a pint, you drink it nice and slowly, taking in the scene and having a bit of a chat, and then you walk back.
And what's going to have happened to these two in the meanwhile?
Well, I am going to have changed their nappies and given them their bottles. And when you do get back, they're going to be flat out and gurgling gently. I shall regard the whole thing as an intellectual challenge. And actually, I'll enjoy it. I quite like the little blighters.
You know something?
What?
There'd been a few more like you born in the mid-50s. We'd still have a British Empire.
When you're smiling...
Be early in the evening, isn't it? Do you think we ought to put him out?
No. He's not doing any harm, just...
Set down my eardrums.
Is our musical friend going on for long, do you think?
Why, stop him a minute. He only knows the first verse.
Oh, let's hope so.
Donald's never here when he's wanted. Well, his heart's in the right place anyway.
I'm not objecting to the sentiments.
There you go. What did I tell you? See him again, for you, sir?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Hey, where is Donald, anyway?
Do you really want to know?
Of course, sir. £51, please, sir.
All right, thanks.
Yeah?
He's looking up the name of a man who started the UFO tracking centre in Texas.
His what?
You heard.
UFO tracking centre? I never knew Donald was interested in all that.
Oh, yes, he's a ufologist.
He's a what?
A ufologist, dear.
Oh, could I have a locker and lime, please?
Oh, of course you could. Come on, Cliff, give us a glass. There's a good boy.
Evening.
Evening, Debbie.
Baby, all right?
Yelling his head off, as usual. Both of them are.
You look after the other one, too, again?
Yeah.
You don't seem to be much looking after them now. Where have you left them?
At home. Any objections?
Carol not working tonight?
Yeah, she's working.
And who's looking after the babies, then?
Mind your own business.
Hey, you?
What's the matter with you two?
I've seen it. I've seen it.
What?
Good God,
I've seen it.
What's she on about?
A large round earpiece, Cliff. Very large one.
Are you all right, Mr. Tyson?
Yes, perfectly. At least I think I am. I've just had rather a shock.
Shh, don't wake him up.
What happened? How did he get here?
He just turned up on the doorstep about half an hour ago. Walked on his own.
That's marvellous. Do they know?
They do know. I rang.
And what did Lynn say?
Oh, she was very relieved to know he was all right.
Wouldn't we get him into bed?
No. Leave him on the sofa, darling.
Oh, I'm so pleased, Peter. To come of his own accord like that, it just shows.
He'd heard them talking about Lynn going to prison if they didn't hand him over.
What do you mean?
That was why he came.
It wasn't just because of that.
No. No, it wasn't. He needed to tell me something. Something I should have known. It just took me a long, long time to realize it, that's all.
What?
He wants to live there.
With Lynn and Matt?
Where else?
What are you going to do?
Take him back.
Oh, darling.
Now.
Now? Well, at least wait until the morning. Give yourself a chance to think about it.
I'm taking him back now, Liz. I was only waiting for you to get home. I couldn't leave the girls.
Oh, don't, Peter. Please don't.
If I take him now, you'll wake up in the morning and the whole thing will just seem like a bad dream. Perhaps he'll forget it ever happened. And I'll always be here when he wants me. I'm not going to stand in the way of what he wants. I don't own him.
Oh, darling. You sure?
Yes. Yes, quite sure.
Are you sure, Mr. Tyson?
Absolutely. It hovered for a full 5 seconds. A sort of luminous disc.
That was the moon.
My good man, I am perfectly well aware of what the moon looks like, and this was something quite different.
Oh, yeah?
And besides, when there were near full moon, it's just a little sliver.
It was definitely an unidentified flying object.
Get away. Hey, I'll confess Donald Jesse's good here,
then. Are you sure it wasn't just because you've been reading about it in the paper, Mr. Tyson?
Really? What is the matter with you all? Do you think I'm some sort of lunatic?
No.
Nor am I so weak-minded as to be suffering from some form of self-delusion or autosuggestion. I am in full possession of my faculties, as much as anyone here. Considerably more than some of them, I should say.
What was it like, Mr. Tyson? Would you tell us again?
Let's give him a drink first.
Well, he's had two on the house already.
Oh, sure, I'll give him another.
What was it, a brandy?
A large, it's very kind of you. Well, it was a spherical object. I saw it over the trees.
Spherical?
She's a reporter.
Could you just be quiet a minute? Everybody, this gentleman is giving an interview to the press.
It was a spherical object, gleaming, definitely gleaming. It could have been made of some metallic substance, but not of this world.
Okay, love, then?
Yes. Oh, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Gone off again, all right, is he, then?
Yes, as fast as he. Lying there just as if he'd never left his bed.
And you don't have to worry anymore.
No. Oh, it's too good to be true. What did Peter say exactly?
Oh, just that he was dropping the court order and will be getting in touch with his solicitor.
Oh, yes. Oh, darling. Aren't you pleased to?
Don't need to ask, do you?
No.
I knew. I told you he would.
What?
Drop the court business.
Hmm?
So, I reckon I won the bet, don't you?
Bet?
Well, I bet you he wouldn't go through with it. And I was right. The trouble with Peter is that he just hasn't got the courage of his convictions.
That's what you think, is it? Oh! Well, the trouble with you is that you don't know what you're damn well talking about.